Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A dense fog advisory remains in effect. Overcast and foggy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Shines, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that it is investing $2.8 million in renewable energy projects across the state of Kansas. The funding is coming from the Rural Energy for America program, which provides loans and grants for farmers, agriculture producers, and rural small business owners in order to improve energy efficiency and lower energy costs. It is also a part of the Inflation Reduction Act. Rural Development Director for Kansas, Christy Davis, said that rural development is helping all involved with agriculture to become a bigger part for clean energy in this economy. In other news, former United States Attorney General William Barr is set to be the keynote speaker at the 2024 annual dinner of the Kansas Chamber. The dinner is set to take place on April 29th at the Stormont Vale Event Center. The Chamber's president and CEO, Alan Cobb, says that Mr. Barr's service in government and in the private sector gives him an understanding of the impact of unnecessary regulations and mandates. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture announced earlier this week the 15th case of avian influenza since December 1st amid a national outbreak that began back in 2022 and spread to all but three states and more than 450 commercial stocks across the country. Kansas Agriculture Secretary Mike Beam said proliferation of the pathogen was concentrated in Kansas at egg-laying facilities in McPherson and Rice counties and in game bird facilities in Mitchell County. The most recent case in Kansas was identified last week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture characterized highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as HPAI, as a serious disease and requires rapid response because it is highly contagious and often fatal to chickens. In other news, State Senator Cindy Holscher has presented a bill introducing book ban guidelines. She spoke with Cake News.
We sometimes find that it's the same people going from one school board meeting to another, from district to district with some of these issues. So the latest round has been on book bans.
Kansas Mid-America.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises. Prices in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Ethan Clark of Ord is officially submitting his candidacy for the 41st Legislative District in the Nebraska State Legislature. This marks Clark's second filing, having previously filed for the seat back in October of 2023 after Senator Tom Breezy's departure to the state treasurer position in November. In other news, Union Pacific is investigating a train derailment from early on Sunday. It happened in Washington County around 3 a.m. and involving about 12 cars southwest of the village of Kennard. Washington County Sheriff Mike Robinson said that the cars were apparently carrying soybeans. No injuries were reported and no contents were released. Crews are still piecing together what exactly happened. And finally, the murder case of a Superior man, Sebastian Dunbar, age 30, who was accused of killing a woman in December during a domestic fight, is headed to a trial court. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville attorney John McNish will fill a vacancy as district magistrate judge in Clay, also serving Riley County. He was among three nominees interviewed, along with Dan Brenner of Holton and Audrey Wald of Clay Center. John McNish will assume the role upon his swearing in for the 21st district seat, which was vacated as William Bill Malcolm was killed in a car accident in October. Kelly Fumler of Troy is filed as 22nd judicial district judge, serving Marshall, Nemahaw, Brown, and Donovan counties in a bid to retain the seat to which she was appointed last February, filling a vacancy with the resignation of Laura Johnson McNish. The filing is for the August primary and November general elections. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. An imaging firm will begin scanning records in the Register of Deeds office February 5th and will be scanning 24 hours per day through late February. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was also routine business. Nemahaw County Commissioners met Tuesday for a work session. U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency in Nebraska reminding state producers who suffered impacts due to recent severe winter weather of programs that may be available for assistance. Ag producers encouraged to contact their FSA county office at their local USDA service center to learn about programs and how to apply for assistance, including understanding needed documentation such as farm records, herd inventory, receipts, and pictures of damage or losses. Producers who experience livestock deaths due to winter storms may be eligible for the Livestock Indemnity Program. Emergency conservation programs can assist landowners and livestock producers with financial and technical assistance to restore damaged fence lines and remove snow from feedstocks, water supplies, and feeding areas. Overnight, area school districts announced a two-hour delay on account of slick conditions, with temperatures hovering around the freezing mark early this morning. Many of those schools became closings. As well, services through the Marshall County Agency on Aging, including public transportation, Meals on Wheels, and the nutrition sites in Marshall County, were closed on Tuesday. Marysville Wrestling with Chapman and Riley County in the senior night activities tonight at MHS, rescheduled for February 2nd. Pauline Joy Martin, age 74 of Beatty, passed away January 9th. Funeral service Wednesday, January 24th, 11 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Private graveside service in the Eudora, Kansas Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Pauline Martin. Frances Sweeney McGinty, age 93 of Barnes, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sweeney McGinty. Thomas W. Tom Talbot, age 81 of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Celebration of Life service, Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Tom Talbot. Laverne O'Keefe, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Laverne O'Keefe. Elizabeth A. Liz O'Connell, age 90, of Marysville, passed away January 16th. Celebration of Life service is planned Friday, January 26th at noon at the American Legion in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Liz O'Connell. Betty Lou Hoover, age 97, of Marysville, passed away January 18. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Betty Hoover.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some fog early on today, then a slight chance for some freezing rain, otherwise staying cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Some rain and freezing drizzle likely overnight, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Still a chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s, and more rain may continue throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Fog early Thursday, then staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid 30s and upper 40s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then a chance for some freezing rain and rain over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Sunny into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And partly cloudy Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40. Record high on this day, 65. The average low 19, the record low 21, below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:42, sunset this evening at 5:35.
Is cursive handwriting becoming a lost art? Don't write it off just yet. We will share some signs of hope today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 23rd, the 23rd day of the year. Declaration of Independence signer John Hancock was born on this day in 1737. It is no coincidence that the founders of National Handwriting Day chose the anniversary of his birth to commemorate quality penmanship and handwriting. And though it's less prevalent these days, there is reason for hope. Recent years have seen a resurgence in popularity of fountain pens and other quality writing instruments. In an age where everything seems as impermanent, we may be longing for more solid traditional objects. There's also appeal in pens as affordable luxuries, which are also practical. So grab a good pen and make that grocery list a little more legible today. It's National Handwriting Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
KNDY.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Baltimore Ravens cashed in their ticket to the AFC Championship game and hosting that game after beating the Houston Texans 34-10. The San Francisco 49ers did the same thing after pulling away from the Green Bay Packers 24-21. The Detroit Lions beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home, and the Kansas City Chiefs went on the road to Buffalo to defeat Josh Allen and the Bills for Patrick Mahomes' first road playoff win. Here's what head coach Andy Reid had to say about the W.
All-time classic again. Every time we play one of Sean's teams, it comes right down to the end. He's done a phenomenal job here, and a phenomenal job this year, like coach of the year level coaching. And if we don't play them again, I'm good with that. But I'm so proud of our guys and the job that they did.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying a Derby mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Here's what quarterback Patrick Mahomes had to say about his first road victory in the playoffs.
I love Arrowhead, but it's always fun when you get to come together as a team and really just be like y'all versus everybody and get the win. So it's always great to be in great environments and find a way to win.
Now the Chiefs will get ready for Patrick Mahomes' second road playoff game ever, this time at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. This is the sixth straight appearance for the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. All years have been started by Mahomes. In other news, K-State women's basketball has jumped to number 4 in the college basketball rankings put out by the Associated Press. They have an in-conference showdown with number 13 Baylor tonight and are missing star center Ayoka Lee, who has been out for a few weeks with an ankle injury. The KU men's basketball team has moved back to number 7 in their AP Top 25. The teams ahead of them are UConn, Purdue, North Carolina, Houston, Tennessee, and Kentucky.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs, a season high 75 points, defeat Jackson Heights 75-53, with the 4-5 seeds tipping off the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. 10-point Marysville lead into the first quarter, scattering 6 trays in that opening 8. Marysville had 14 three-point buckets on the night. 3 players in double figures, led by Bella Rader with 22, Lindsay Dressman 21, and Caden Spurgeon Casey Rush scores 11 points for Marysville, improving to 5-5 on the season. Jackson Heights sisters Dawson Cochran and Chesney Cochran had 22 and 17 points respectively, but they were down 10 into the first quarter and trailed by double digits the rest of the way. Marysville 75, Jackson Heights 53. Heights falling to 3-5. Marysville improves to 5-5, facing Topeka Hayden, top seed in the tournament, Thursday evening at 7. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
For those schools that were closed today, the high school basketball games tonight will be postponed. As well, Marysville wrestling with Chapman, Raleigh County, and the senior night activities tonight rescheduled for February 2nd.
Expand your indoor garden with the subtle beauty of turtle vine. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This vigorous plant creeps along the soil surface, and the stems eventually cascade over the edge of the container. The 1-inch long leaves are waxy and semi-succulent. The purple stems and undersides of the green leaves adds to its appeal and become more pronounced in cooler temperatures. Grow turtle vine as a hanging basket or in a container set upon a shelf or pedestal to show off its trailing hair. It prefers bright light and moderately dry soil. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil start to dry. Don't let the plant sit in excess water that collects in the saucer. This can lead to yellow leaves, root rot, and plant death. Trim the plant regularly to encourage denser, more compact growth, and use the trimmings to start new plants. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The people of Elkton, South Dakota were excited that the circus was in town. But when bad weather forced its cancellation, it wasn't the end of the show. One of the elephants turned on a drunk trainer who had abused it and began to turn over circus wagons in its rage. Soon, that elephant was headed into town. What happened next is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was May 14, 1916, and one of the largest circus elephants in the world was on the loose in Elkton, South Dakota.
The elephant took off down Main Street. One of the businesses he peeked into was where the operators were. And when they saw the elephant, they immediately got on the switchboard, sent the word out to the whole countryside, look out for a rampaging elephant, get your guns and come to town.
Anna even shares the story from the Elkton Community Museum.
They were on horses, in wagons, they were in old cars. I mean, everything they could get, they were after him.
The chase took place for several hours, with dozens of citizens chasing the beast for miles.
He covered basically the whole town of Elkton, headed out east. You know, all along that path, he was being shot at by various people. And it was kind of out east where he took the last deadly shots.
There was no choice but to keep shooting at the enraged elephant before he did more damage in town and in the countryside.
They counted the bullets in the carcass. There were 200 small caliber bullets and 100 high-powered bullets. That was one tough elephant.
Citizens made good use of that elephant.
The elephant was cut apart. There was a hotel in town at the time. The owner was, his last name was Gerlach. He was one of the last shots taken. That's the gun we have here. He actually had steaks cut from some of the elephant meat and served it in his hotel for quite some time.
And later, a class of biology students from nearby South Dakota State University dissected the carcass for research. The bones were sent to a museum in Vermilion, but the community museum here has many pictures and some pieces of the story of the angry elephant. Traveling the countryside in Elkton, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.
Sons of the earth, how beautiful.
of homemade sourdough bread starts with a good sourdough starter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Be patient, make it your own, and have fun with it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Sourdough bread. I've tried to get a good sourdough starter going, but have failed miserably. I'll have to try again because I know people who have had great success for years with the same batch. All it takes to get going is yeast, flour, and water. A starter is kind of like a pet. You have to take care of it by providing the right growing environment and making sure it's fed when it looks hungry to keep it healthy and active. John Davis is a bakery chef and culinary innovation leader for La Brea Bakeries, well known for their sourdough products. He's been working with sourdough starters for 30 years and says the key to a good starter is patience and knowing when it's ready to use.
You'll see this bubbling activity out of nowhere, and it goes sort of on a bell curve. You know, when you feed it, it's going to be kind of slow. And then it'll start to get a lot more active and grow in volume. And then when it's reached its peak, it'll start to fall again. So you want to capture it right at that peak of where it's grown and the activity level is quite a lot.
There are plenty of sourdough recipes and tips online to help you. Davis recommends tinkering with different ways to make your starter unique.
You can play around with it, like experiment with different flours. It doesn't have to be just white flour, right? You know, use a little whole wheat flour. It has a bran and germ in there, which probably help create the sourdough starter because of oils and things like that in there. So it's fun to play around with some different flours in a small percentage in the starter to give different flavor profiles.
You'll probably have some failures, but he says to stick with it because you'll learn from those mistakes and eventually bake something fantastic. Learn more about sourdough starters at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Nutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Navigating the wild world of carbon markets today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Choosing the right carbon market for your farm or ranch, or even deciding to get involved in the carbon marketplace, is a daunting decision. Extension economist Alejandro Plastina and his colleagues at Iowa State University have been watching that show for some time.
Agriculture is not the only sector producing carbon credits or interested in producing carbon credits. Agriculture is competing with forestry and industrial sectors to remove carbon from the atmosphere.
Carbon markets pay farmers to implement conservation practices to offset the carbon footprints of companies and organizations that don't have the ability to do it themselves. Plastina says those conservation practices include
moving from conventional tillage to reduced or no tillage, reducing stocking rates on pastures, planting cover crops, planting trees, reducing fertilizer rates, converting marginal cropland to grassland, are all activities that throughout different carbon programs can generate carbon credits.
And says Plastina, these practice changes have to be a new thing.
Now, if you notice, the first word in each of those lines is a verb, and that requires that something changes with respect to the baseline.
We'll continue this story tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
¿Qué es el radón? La exposición en casa al gas radón es la causa principal de cáncer de pulmón en los Estados Unidos para los no fumadores. En Kansas, una de cada cuatro casas tiene niveles más altos a los sugeridos por la Agencia de Protección Ambiental de los Estados Unidos. El cirujano general recomienda realizar pruebas en todas las casas y mitigarlas de ser necesario. Visite www.kansasradonprogram.org para más información. Este mensaje es traído por el programa de radón en Kansas, la Asociación de Emisoras de Kansas y esta estación.
Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack gave a keynote speech at the American Farm Bureau National Convention, and renewable energy was a big topic. The agency is investing a total of $207 million in renewable energy and domestic fertilizer production projects. Vilsack says the USDA has invested money in getting renewable energy to farms across the country, and those investments will continue this year.
We're excited about lowering costs for farmers. We know that input costs are a deep concern. That's why we continue to see an expansion of our Renewable Energy for America program, helping individual farming operations lower their energy costs by installing on their farm individualized renewable energy projects. Today, we're announcing an expansion of opportunity in that space. We're announcing 650 additional projects being awarded in 42 states, about $150 million to expand that opportunity. It's going to help lower costs for farmers all across the United States.
He also goes on to detail seven new projects and announcing funding for the projects that will increase domestic fertilizer production.
We're announcing seven more projects that will receive up to $50 million to expand access to additional fertilizer, expand access to fertilizer that will lower costs. Excited about the opportunities in the Midwest in particular to see this happen. This will now bring to the total of 40 such projects that we have funded through the USDA, and we got about 50 projects yet to be funded. So there's a tremendous opportunity for us to substantially expand access to fertilizer and lower costs for farmers.
Once again, that was Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack as he gave that keynote speech at the American Farm Bureau National Convention. As renewable energy was certainly a large topic, he says the agency again is investing a total of $207 million in renewable energy and domestic fertilizer production projects. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres in Murray Township, Marshall County, selling for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. 157 acres with 120 acres more or less planted crops in a corn and soybean rotation. 10 acres, waterways, 14 acres of meadow that's hayed. There is an older farmstead at 2680 Indian Road on 4 acres that includes a three-bedroom house, barn, and other outbuildings on well water and REA. Balance of the 9 acres, mostly tree-lined ditches, farms on a blacktop road only a few miles from the grain elevator. This land auction for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted with Olmsted Real Estate. More details online, olmstedrealestate.com. Broker and auctioneer.
Advanced technologies are impacting all aspects of agriculture, including crop insurance. Risk management is going digital on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Data and technology are mainstream in production agriculture, but some related industries are still playing catch-up. One of those is crop insurance. Mike Day is the business head for Rural Community Insurance Services. He says there could be many advantages for farmers who allow precision ag data that's generated from their machines to help customize their policies for crop coverage. It won't necessarily lower their premiums, but reporting with electronic data would be a lot easier by saving time and reducing paperwork.
To populate acreage reports, to tabulate harvested production, and really kind of work the insurance policy from end to end, from planting to harvest. So it's a slow uptake, but I think there's more and more interest now in ways to make it simpler for the farmer to get the data they need to get a policy established and, if need be, work through a claim.
Young farmers are apt to be tech savvy, but this is still a relatively new idea in the insurance world. Day says more and more companies are jumping in, and he predicts using electronic data will be mainstream in a few years.
Part of it, I think, is actually education training on how to use it. The other part is having systems that a company can utilize to take that data, clean up the data, use it to populate policy and issue coverage. That it's ongoing. It's hard work to really get to where we would like it to be, but we're making progress.
As insurance innovations continue, real-time data will help fine-tune crop insurance products and coverage. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about insurance and data management at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still mostly higher in the livestock and mixed to slightly higher in the grain. Still a bit of two-sided trade for the corn markets. The March contract currently down a half a cent at 445 and a quarter. May corn down 0.75 cents to 455 and a half. Back and forth trading. It's been in the wheat complex. Kansas City wheat has held strong, though. March is up 9 1/4 at 616 and a quarter. May up to 617 and a half. That's up 6 1/4 cents. However, some spring wheat and Chicago wheat are slightly mixed to most mostly lower. March oats also down sharply, dropping 11¾ cents down to 366¾. May's down 11½ to 362¼. Slight gains for the soybeans today. March beans up 7½ to 12.31¾. May's up 6¼ to 12.39¼. March soybean meals up a full 350 at 359.30. And March soybean oil has been back and forth, back lower. March down 1 point at 48.15. Cotton complex has been mixed today. March cotton down 24 at 84.59. May's down 11 at 85.75. Higher in the livestock, February live cattle up 82 at 174.60. April's up 92 cents at 177.82. January feeders up $1.35, trading at 231.17. The March contract up 235 to 233.62. February hogs up $2.20, trading at $73.12. April up to $80.40. That's up 277 on the day. A brief look at the energy market sees March crude oil down 64 cents a barrel, trading at $74.11. February unleaded gas is down 3 cents a gallon, trading at 220. February heating oil is mostly unchanged, but slightly lower to 268. And February natural gas down 3 at 238. Let's take a look down Wall Street here as we pass through the midday, as the Dow Jones currently down 142 at 37,859. The S&P up slightly, up 3 points at 4,853. And the NASDAQ up 20 points at 15,380. Into the metals, February gold's up 230 at 2,024.50. March silver's up 14 at 22.44. And the dollar index up 38 points at 103.50.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network. Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Weniger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Weniger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Weniger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Weniger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at Weniger.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. It's an LTZ package with a 6.6 Duramax. They have a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, $6,000 under list price, and a 2024 Silverado 1500 model work truck at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Transporting livestock in unfavorable conditions can sometimes be avoided. But when it can't be, there are a few things that this K-State Extension beef veterinarian encourages people to keep in mind. A.J. Tarpoff explains work that should be done to the facilities before trying to load the livestock.
Free shipping preparations are everything. And I think it always starts with, you know, whether you're working with a commercial trucking operation, you know, really asking the questions with dispatch on, you know, when they need to be loaded. Can we load during the heat? Making sure that the route that is chosen has free, clear roadways, that we're not going to run into, you know, any delays. Safety checks, you know, on trucks and trailers. This is paramount, especially during cold stress, because we never want to have that truck, you know, down or minimize stops. We want to get those animals on the road, get them to their destination as quickly as possible.
He says what area needs to be inspected before starting to move animals to load.
Footing conditions have absolutely changed in loadout areas or wherever, you know, whether it's a farmer rancher loading out of some corrals, or if it's a commercial feedlot, there's probably some icy areas regardless of the operation. So have a good real assessment to make sure that we have good functional footing during the loadout, during any handling areas where those animals are going to be turning. We do have icy. If we have, you know, very rough frozen mud areas, make it sure we can get those tops kind of knocked off with the skid steer. If there are ice, it's almost impossible to melt ice at this time. So sand goes a long way. Sand or even bedding that we can utilize in some of those high traffic areas to make sure that we don't have slipping, we don't have sliding. We're going to minimize any potential injury by doing that pre-check, doing that kind of facility check before we start moving animals around.
Putting an appropriate number of livestock on the trailer is critical for their comfort and safety.
it's cold, you know, and they like to bunch up, right? So we just, if we put more animals within a compartment, they ought to stay warm. You know, that's kind of a misconception. So we don't want to overstock, especially during, at any time, but especially during the cold weather periods of time, because if the animals can't move from an uncomfortable location, it increases the likelihood of a frostbite scenario. And they're, if they get uncomfortable, they need to be able to move.
That was K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff with considerations for people who need to haul livestock in cold weather conditions. Don't forget to make sure where you are planning to transport the animals to is open and can be safely reached before starting to prepare. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Alliance Insurance Update. The first step of our move is now complete. As previously reported, we are now located at 715 Center Street on Highway 36 between New China Buffet and Impulse Archery. Dottie Rose made the trip with us and is right outside our front door. In the spring, we will be moving to our new permanent home back on Broadway. We will keep you posted when that move happens. So for now, from the girls at Alliance Insurance, thank you so much for your continued patronage, and we look forward to serving all your insurance needs today and every day. Stop by 715 Center Street or give us a call at 785-562-2393.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The stock averages are backing away from yesterday's records. Late in the morning, the Dow Jones was down 188 points and back below 38,000. The S&P and NASDAQ were down by a fraction. United Airlines says it does expect a strong 2024, despite having 79 of its jets out of commission indefinitely. All of its 737 MAX 9 aircraft are grounded after a door panel blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet mid-flight. United says travel demand, though, is strong. Tesla is set to report quarterly earnings tomorrow, with some big questions looming from investors. While falling battery prices will likely help Tesla boost profit margins, concerns are remaining about slowing demand in the EV market overall. And Netflix is making its first major foray into sports programming with wrestling. In a 10-year, $5 billion deal, Netflix will stream WWE's flagship program, Raw, starting next year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
Thank you.
music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC News.